Hey there, awesome people, how are you guys doing? So this is your Vibro from Tech Arena, and today in this podcast we are going to be discussing about Asus ROG Phone 5 and Realme Narzo 30 Pro 5G and many more. Well, if this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, so welcome to our podcast. It's been really great having you. So yeah, if this is your first time, please go ahead and subscribe to our newsletter in our arenaoftech.com, as well as do follow us on Spotify as well as Google Podcast for podcast, as well as you can also follow us on our YouTube, which is our official YouTube page, which is Tech Week. And now let's talk about the first news that we have on our list, that is the budget 5G Realme smartphone. So well, Realme just announced like two devices recently and just got two installments on its Narzo series. The Realme Narzo 30 Pro is the first and the only current 5G budget device, and that too, the price is under rupees 18,000 Indian rupees, and talking about for US, it will be around like $250. There's also another budget phone under the same tag known as the Realme Narzo 30A, which sadly doesn't support 5G. The Narzo 30A is basically an entry-level smartphone with quite exceptional specification. Like I said in my previous podcast, if you have heard it, like there is a battle between like entry-level, mid-range, as well as like the high-end high-end smartphones. For countries like India and other developing countries, people prefer going for mid-range and budget-friendly smartphones. Whereas here, the Realme 30 Pro has the MediaTek Dimensity 800U 5G chip. And also this phone comes with like 8GB of RAM and LPDDR4X RAM and storage up to 128GB. It's quite promising, you know, like the specifications inside the smartphone is just pretty great. And also this phone comes with a massive 5000 mAh battery, which also supports 30W fast charging. And on the back, the device also has like three camera housing, which has 48MP smart like sensor, which is the main sensor, as well as 8MP ultra wide and a 2MP macro lens. And on the front, it also has a 16MP selfie camera. So if you are a kind of a photo junkie, you love clicking pictures as well as love clicking selfies, this phone is just pretty great for you. The device also features like 6.5-inch Full HD Plus LCD display. There is no fancy like OLED or stuff like that. But it also comes with 120Hz. Like refresh rate, which is just pretty amazing. And also touch rate sampling is around like 180Hz, which is really great. Like you're gonna get really smooth transition, and also the touch latency will be really low. Now talking about the next news that we have is about the Asus ROG 5, the official spec leaks. As we know, this Asus ROG phones are quite like the extreme phones. These are like basically the gaming smartphones for the Android world. Well, the Asus ROG 5 is officially and is set to launch next month. And this would be like fifth installment of the ROG Android smartphone series. So this is the fifth one. And the official specification of the device has been leaked via early audio review from the XOMark. And info mentions some of the specs of the upcoming gaming device. The Asus ROG 5 is said to have a secondary screen on its back, which will show notification, or it can be used to access the quick settings of the device, which is quite nice little feature. According to the leaked images, there might also be a small red button on the bottom side. This could also be a trigger, maybe. We don't know yet. The phone would also run with the Snapdragon 888 flagship chip, of course. Now, this will be the pricing of this device is not yet estimated till now, but as you know, this is a really high-end smartphone, so prices might go up a notch. Now, the news 3 that we have is that you can actually invest in OnePlus co-founder, like car pays, new farm, nothing. It's a new farm that he just created. It is called nothing. And we assume you are aware of OnePlus co-founder Carl Pei's new venture, which just recently acquired Andy Rubin's Essential brand. Yeah. And Carl Pei's new farm is expected to launch smart devices by 2022. And while details of its upcoming devices are yet to be revealed by the farm also just recently announced that it will actually allow the general public to invest in it. So it's a pretty great place for you to invest. And remember, I'm not any expert for this. You know, I'm just saying, I'm just a tech enthusiast like you. And the farm also plans on doing this by allowing its community to invest $1.5 million at the same evaluation as that of its Series A funding. The company will also elect an individual as a community board member who will be the voice of the community for its board meetings. According to them, we want our community to be a part of our journey from the very start and play an active role in it as a part of this process. We'll also be electing a community member to our board of directors so that we're always kept in check and reminded of what users want, is said by Carl P., which is pretty promising. It's pretty great for starting. So, like, if you are looking to invest in Carl Pei's new venture, you can pre-register on the financial options. Also, the campaign will go live on March 2nd at 5 a.m. ET after the community funding round is completed. The investors will get exclusive benefits and insights into the company following access to Nothing's private community. And that's pretty much it for this week, guys. These were the three main news for the tech lovers right there. So if this is the first time, like I said, if the first time you're listening to our podcast, please follow us on our Spotify as well as Google Podcast, as well as do subscribe to our newsletter at arenaoftech.com. And also don't forget to check out our YouTube page, which is Tech Week. And that's pretty much it, guys. Have a great day. God bless you all. Take care, and we'll meet on the next week. Thank you for listening to us.